Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our lesson from the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 to 10. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, from Galatians 6, today's lesson, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." The last couple of months or so, the garden centers in the valley have been putting out their stock for the new growing season. You see trees and shrubs out there, garden tools and supplies, and if you go inside, you'll see racks with all sorts of seeds on them, packets of seeds for vegetables or for flowers, all sorts of them. And so it is that your neighbor pulls into the driveway, they stop their car, they open the trunk, and they pull out some bags that say Grange Co-op on the side. Now you are curious, and so you ask them about it, and they say, oh boy, they get excited. They say, this year we're going to do it upright. We are getting our garden in place, and things are going to look really nice. I bought a whole ton of seeds, and we're going to plant them all. And again, curious, you ask your neighbor, oh, so what are you going to plant? And they start to rummage through their bag, and they say, well, let's see, what have I got here? They pull out the first packet of seeds, and they say, we're going to plant this one right here. Poison oak. Now, don't laugh. Poison oak, some folks talk down on it, but you know, poison oak grows like a house of fire around here. We've got a corner in our yard where we're going to plant that poison oak, and it's going to grow just fine. Not only that, let's look at the next one. Buckbrush. There we go. Seeds of buckbrush. Isn't buckbrush wonderful when you go for a hike, the way it scratches your arms all up? We're going to plant buckbrush. Let's look for another one. Burrs. I've got several packets of burr seeds. Now, again, people talk down on burrs, but you know, burrs are extremely loyal. No matter where you go, they will stick with you, won't they? They stick right with you. They stick onto your pants legs and onto your shoelaces and everywhere else that they'll go. They'll go wherever you want to go. Not only that, I've got another bag of seeds or another packet of seeds. Dandelion seeds. Now, there are people who go for that golf course look in their yard. I don't like that. I like a splash of color here and there. So we're going to put some dandelion seeds and make some nice yellow patches. That will look very good. By this time, your neighbor's getting excited about all the things that they're going to do in their yard, and then they pull out a whole tray out of the trunk, and they say, and last but not least, I've got moss. We're going to plant moss. Now, don't worry about moss. You know, folks get worried. They say, I've got such a small yard, I can't fit everything in. The problem is they're not thinking outside the box. You got to look up. You don't just plant moss on the ground. You can plant it where else? Right on your roof. So we're going to plant moss all over the roof, and we're going to water it, and we're going to make sure that everything grows. And you know we're going to be able to enjoy it for years to come. How wonderful. Now, by this time, you are slowly backing up into your own yard and backing into your front doorway and closing the door behind you. Because who talks like that? Who talks like that? These things are pests, they're weeds, they're unsightly, they cause trouble, they're harmful. And not only that, you don't have to plant them. They're going to grow on their own. They're going to be there no matter what. It's like the Lord said to Adam. He said, the ground's going to fight against you, and it's going to sprout up with, not good plants, but thorns and thistles. Today's lesson, Galatians chapter 6. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, the seeds that you plant, that he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. So let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we don't give up. So then, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. What you sow, you also what? You also reap. You can plant different things, but what you sow, it's the rule, you also will reap. Last Sunday's lesson helps us a little bit with this. It gives us a little bit of clarification about the seeds. And this is what it says. It says, now, the works of the flesh, what you're sowing, the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And there's a question there for a Christian person. You're baptized in the name of Jesus. You're washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. You've been given the Holy Spirit. You have life eternal ahead of you. You're looking forward to that. And that stuff I just read is what you want to plant in your garden? That's what you want to sow? That's the path you want to go down? Because right there it tells you where it's going to lead you. It says, the one who sows to his own sinful nature will from that sinful nature reap corruption, decay, rot. It's a little like Amorphophallus titanium, which is the scientific name for a flower, which doesn't sound so bad. But don't go looking for it at Grange Co-op. See if you can guess why. Here's the description. Amorphophallus titanium is also known as the corpse flower. It is a plant famous for its incredibly strong and unpleasant odor, which is often compared to the smell of rotting flesh. This unique scent, unique, I wouldn't choose that word, but this unique scent, along with its large size and infrequent blooming cycle, makes it a popular attraction at botanical gardens and conservatories. It is also a popular attraction at churches. You see, you get us all together, and we were all conceived and born in sin. We've got the Holy Spirit, praise God for the changes that he makes, but we're all sinners. You get us all together, and there's abundant opportunities for sensuality, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, and things like these. And our scripture lesson for today says, you know, you can plant those, I guess, if you want. But if you plant those, there's not going to be much of a church left by the time you're done. Besides, you could plant something else. Something else. We saw the works of the flesh, but this is what it says after that. The fruit of the Spirit is, you might even be able to quote it, the fruit of God's Holy Spirit in a person is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against that. There's no law against that. Of course, nowadays, you may say, yes, but I've got to stand up for what is right. I've got to stand my ground. A lot of folks talk that way nowadays. I have to stand up for what is right. You know, there's a time to say that, and there's a time to do battle. But honestly, among the people of God, if you want to keep yourself busy, I would say a little less of standing up for what is right and a little bit more of just today's lesson. So then, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are the household of faith. Let us do good. What was that list again? Where were those seeds again? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. There's no law against that. And so it is that you can sow or plant seeds from the flesh or the sinful nature. But know that it's going to come back to haunt you. And know also that pretty soon everything's going to smell like that flower. It's going to smell like death. Or you can sow, you can plant seeds from the Spirit, and that's going to come back to bless you. And that's going to come back to bless the people around you. And that's going to come back to honor the good Lord. Now, as our lesson for today makes clear, sometimes that seems like an overwhelming task. The lesson talks about becoming weary in doing good, and sometimes it feels that way because there is so much that is evil in getting ruined in our world. Nobody seems to smile anymore. Nobody seems to be able to laugh anymore. So many people take themselves way too seriously. And it used to be, at least it seems like it, used to be that you'd come home from work and you'd relax by watching the news. Now you come home from work and relax by not watching the news. And maybe it just becomes so miserable that it's time to throw in the towel. Just throw in the towel and maybe, like everybody else, why don't I just plant enmity and strife and jealousy and fits of anger and rivalries and dissensions and divisions and envy, just like the whole crowd. But when we come into church, we look up by the altar and we see the cross of Jesus and we're reminded of something. We're reminded, thank the Lord, that he didn't throw in the towel. He didn't throw in the towel, but instead he came among us and he took the cross, he took our sin, so that there would be a chance for you and me and every other sinful person to have everlasting life. And so today's lesson. Pretty straightforward. There's a warning there and there's an encouragement there. There's a warning. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever you sow, you will also reap. But even greater than the warning, there's an encouragement. And it says, so let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.